From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Russia and China each signaled today a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. New UN sanctions on North Korea were approved Friday, and North Korea's foreign ministry called it an act of war. VOA's Lori London reports.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power, while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. The North says countries that supported the new sanctions will be, quote, held completely responsible for all the consequences and will forever pay the price. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast through its Amaq news agency. Pakistan allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kobashan Yadav to meet him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. The meeting took place at the foreign ministry shortly after Yadav's family members landed in Islamabad. This was Yadav's first meeting with his family since he was captured in March 2016. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis delivered his traditional Christmas address today. In it, he called for peace for Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula. The pontiff spoke of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, hoping that the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the parties, and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. In Bethlehem, Christians attended a morning Christmas Mass at the Church of the Nativity. The historic birthplace of Jesus has experienced a subdued run-up to Christmas. Spirits have been dampened by cold, rainy weather and recent violence sparked by U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Crowds have been noticeably thinner than previous years, as visitors appear deterred by the recent clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Fujimori remains a divisive figure in Peru, with some admiring his fight against leftist insurgents and others thinking he was a corrupt dictator. Before adjourning for end-of-the-year holidays, U.S. lawmakers dealt with a number of issues, including the fate of undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. VOA's Mike Bowman reports.
The yeas are 66, the nays are 32.
Congress's final recorded vote of 2017 did nothing for beneficiaries of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, a program that shielded those who arrived illegally in America as minors. DACA recipients made their voices heard across the country after President Donald Trump terminated the program in September, but suspended potential deportations until March.
It's a very, very tough subject. We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
Many Democrats had demanded a legislative fix granting legal status to DACA beneficiaries by the end of the year. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Spain's King Felipe spoke to the nation late Sunday with a Christmas message. He told the separatist-minded region of Catalonia they need to avoid confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of Catalan separatists. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.